other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was 20 years ago, sitting there in local community college, every class, whether it was trigonometry or psychology, hearing how America was bad, guns were bad, George Washington was a piece of garbage, private property was evil, that I said, I got to get in the media. I wasn't even intending that. Went to an access show, then 6 months into it, got a local radio show, then got a weeknight show, then got syndicated, and I've grown slowly, but now we do reach 15 million people a week one way or another, and it's growing. It's quite frankly scary sometimes. It's an incredible responsibility, but the deeper you get into this fight, it is not work, folks. My problem is I am completely obsessed with it because I'm being assaulted. I'm angry, and I have an instinct to, it's like a fight. If somebody starts a fight and starts kicking your butt, when you start kicking their butt back, you know, you want to go ahead and put them all the way down so they don't get back up. I want to really get on the offense and really go after them, and if everybody would join state and national gun groups like the NRA and others, if everybody would go to their state houses and get aggressive, we would rout these people. In fact, Ted Nugent, in closing, you're talking about winning and also having fun. Don't you think that they've jumped the shark here, and that if we double down, we can actually have an offense that could really, once and for all, defeat the collectivist?
Yeah, it almost took, in fact, not almost, it has taken this extreme attack on our individual freedoms by Barack Obama and all his gangster punk friends out there to wake a lot of Americans up buying more firearms, more ammo than ever in recorded history of planet Earth. That's a great sign. But don't underestimate the importance. I use the term cleanse my soul, Alex. I get up in the tree with my bow and arrow, or I train with these heroes of the military that have sacrificed their arms and their legs, and we shoot machine guns from helicopters and kill hogs, and we barbecue and we fish. So never underestimate the importance of getting away from the battle. As long as you've done the battle to the best of your ability and signed up new members of the NRA, Gun Owners of America, you've communicated with your elected officials, and you've kind of educated slash chastised your friends who are not engaged. But then get out with your family, invite some new shooters, take that 22 with ears and eyes and hearing protection and eye protection, and introduce some new shooters. I have a Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charity for 25 years, and we have graduated over 15,000 young Americans into the shooting sports for safe, proper,
beautiful
gun handling. That drives the enemy berserk. That's how you cleanse your soul while you're winning the war, having the time of your life.
No, you're right. We all need to fight hard and then play hard. The Black Power Tour, in closing, tell us about that. That really upset the system that your inspiration was black rock and rollers. It also upsets them that Charlton Heston was such a humanitarian in the Civil Rights Movement.
Well, all the good music in the world comes from black artists, from the Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters into Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and Little Richard and James Brown and Wilson Pickett and Sam and Dave and the Motown Funk Brothers. So my incredible band, the greatest rock and roll rhythm and blues band in the world, Greg Smith and Mick Brown and Derek St. Holmes, we're hitting the road this year, starting next month with REO and Styx. Then we're going out all summer before the hunting season starts. But we're going to play a tribute, as we always have for 50 years, to those black American heroes that have inspired every piece of killer music in the history of mankind. And it's called Black Power because the black artists showed us the way musically and emotionally, and that spirit and the uppity ferocity. So we should take that and use it. You can use Stranglehold as the ultimate soundtrack for freedom and defiance. And I want to thank everybody for making our Spirit of the Wild show the number one show on Outdoor Channel, and our Wanted Dead or Alive show the number one show on Sportsman Channel. But I'm keeping at it. I'm turning up the heat, and we need to get more aggressive and need to win this culture war ASAP.
Well, look at how all these hit shows on Discovery, they're trying to cancel them, even though they're hits, because they know we're winning the culture war. I see this whole attack as desperate flailing.
It is desperate flailing, but that's going to backfire on Jim Carrey's going to backfire. Michael Moore's backfiring. I believe, Nancy, you don't need to read this. You need to sign it. Pelosi is a backfire in itself. So we need to take advantage of the indecency, the hate from the other side. We need to express it. Always express it calmly. If you're going to call your senator, have a piece of paper with the main 2 points you want to
absolutely
make.
Absolutely. TedNugent.com. Ted, thank you for giving such an eloquent defense of Charlton Heston. Not that he needed it, you're right, but God bless you, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Folks, Ted Nugent.
Godspeed, Alex.
You too. Goodbye. We'll be right back. Stay with us. That was Ted Nugent.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Nimmo has an article out at InfoWars.com. Senators Paul and Cruz pledged to defeat anti-Second Amendment bill in the Senate. There's another report out by Slate. I know Salon, I was actually surprised by it. It was halfway fair. Billy Corrigan's strange infatuation with a conspiracy theorist. The Smashing Pumpkins frontman reveals his admiration for Alex Jones. The reason I mention that is it's a very good video and is reaching a lot of people that you would call liberal with the message of liberty. Because what we're trying to do is get past all the labels. And obviously with somebody like Ted Nugent on, you're going to get the labels against the Democrats because he's chosen the Republican team because he believes it's better, you know, to work from inside that and take it over. And that's fine. I say take over the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody. A true liberal stance is pro-gun, pro-private property, pro-family, pro-live your own life. And even though that's kind of a demonization headline, a little snot-nosed headline, the actual article is very, very fair. And I've never seen that out of Salon in the demonization pieces. So, again, that's another positive sign right there. Here's another one. You know, you see Karl Rove coming out and demonizing Campaign for Liberty, demonizing Rand Paul, demonizing Ted Cruz, saying, oh, you know, they're not going to get anybody elected. They're going to ruin the Republican Party. And that's because they're scared to death of it. They've tried to have the Bilderbergs and Peter Thiel and others go in and take over the Ron Paul system. And that certainly was successful with Jesse Benton at some levels, because it's Washington, D.C., it's a barrel of sharks. But if you look at Rand Paul and others, they are the prototype of county commissioners, city council people, sheriffs, state reps, governors, and other Congress people like Walter Jones, who is a patriot and supporting the entire Bill of Rights, and is against all these wars. You see, with Rand Paul, with Walter Jones, who is a convert to this in the last decade and apologizes for Iraq and says he was lied to and repents. I mean, he's really repentant. We're infiltrating them. They're not infiltrating us. And that's why they're coming after Rand Paul. That's why they're coming after Ted Cruz. And again, I don't know Ted Cruz that well. We've interviewed him before. I don't completely trust him until I've known him a long time. But the fruits on the tree, shutting down Dianne Feinstein, not doing sophomoric half arguments, but really bombshell, you know, crushing her, we can take over. There is this self-fulfilling prophecy that we can't win and that nobody can be good. I mean, I see this all the time where people can't believe that I'm actually real. I didn't go do an access show for many years and get my own radio show and build it and start my website and, you know, even update it sometimes myself when I had almost no, you know, internet savvy on systems like Coffee Cup and then Dreamweaver. I didn't make films untrained with 3/4-inch tape and VHS. I didn't sit there and cut my own audio tracks with a razor blade. I didn't sneak into Bohemian Grove. I didn't sneak into military operations. I didn't go out and confront people. I didn't go out and build a media system. I didn't do any of that. No, there's an army of CIA people out there in my control room. They're running it all. That's right. You see, because these are people out there who know the government's corrupt now. They've gotten savvy enough to know there's serious problems in our society. But they've been brought up by the television in their diapers, you know, 10 hours a day when they were little kids, babies, and brought up by the culture, and they don't know how to do anything. They don't even know how to work at McDonald's. They know how to go get, you know, their parents go pay their tuition to go to a university to get a degree that won't exist by the time they get out. We're going towards singularity, the whole deal. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, this whole age is dying. This whole system is going down. This whole system is falling apart by design into the new technocracy. It would already be major upheaval, but the globalists are steering it to be as consolidate and destroy society. And it is just madness. The globalists aren't going to get out of this, in my deep research, if they continue down this path. It is madness. It is nightmare. It is joining with Sauron. It is joining with El Diablo. And people are such spectators, they cannot imagine. And that's why they don't want fighting. That's why even wrestling or then running or dodgeball or then shaking hands is being made, quote, illegal. They criminally charge you, even though there's not really a law. They trick you to then plea bargain to a lesser charge and sign an agreement so it never goes to trial, and then you get into the system. That's why in the last 15 years, all over the world, they're phasing it out. Because when you're growing up as a kid and get beat up by bullies, it creates confidence when you finally learn to fight back. When you paint things and go sell them and become successful, it creates confidence. When you go and work as a painter of houses and then go start your own business 5 years later and suddenly buy a new car and have a nice house, it builds confidence. Soon you hire 10 more painters and you put up billboards, and now you got the biggest painting company in the town. You know, when you go out and mow yards, when you do go and become an engineer or a chemist and then go and develop things, or when you invent something and it becomes, you know, successful, then you invent hundreds of things. They don't want you ever to have success, and it just blows me away. I mean, the best thing that ever happened to me, thank God I survived, because it was a few times, I couldn't believe how rough Dallas was. I couldn't believe the total culture of maleness compared to Austin. Now, in a way, it's kind of like, If you've been in a big fight, you want to go lay down. That's what Austin's like, where there's hardly any fighting, or, you know, it's just totally different culture. And, but in a way, I realize that's because it is controlled. But it's a side issue. The best thing ever happened to me was people pulling knives on me, getting stabbed, getting in. I think about how many fights I've been in. All of it. Even though it was rough at the time, it gave me confidence and experience and made me where I was confident in other things and probably too confident sometimes. And I'm not here saying I'm Mr. Tough Guy. Because let me tell you, as tough as you think there are, you know, in any, you know, movie theater, there's probably 10 guys can kick your butt. There's a lot of tough guys out there. But then I sit there and I see the morally weak and pathetic and emasculated who get into it, who have never done anything on their own and will go work for a corporation pushing paper around, waiting for the age of humans to end. The globalists have decided the age of humans is over. They believe their evolution is to merge with the machines and become gods. Now, whether that's going to really happen or not, the media always says, I'm the one that believes that. No, the establishment believes it, and I show in films and books and articles where they say it constantly. They're out of control, and I don't want them controlling my destiny. I don't want them running my life and my children's life, because I don't want my great-great-grandchildren to not exist. I want passion and love and the challenge of life and the great adventure to continue. I fear humanity's death. I fear the stream to my ancestors from the past to the present to the future with my progeny and your progeny that will inherit the earth together, being destroyed, being damaged, being twisted, being abused. I don't like thinking about innocent people being abused or pulled down. I don't like what's happening. And I want to defeat the tyranny. And you have to first believe you can defeat it. And the churches have all taught it's the end of the world, and there's no reason to get involved. Just leave the world alone. And that's why evil's taking over. Whether it is the end of the world or not coming, you have a job. You just going to let people be caught up by the world system? You just going to let people be overrun by this? Most of you don't fight this tyranny because you're cowards. And it is so pathetic. It is so absolutely, completely pathetic at so many levels. You're allowing the evil to take over. That's the danger. You should be afraid of acting like a sheep bringing in the wolves. You're wolf bait. But instead, you think it will protect you groveling under the dark wings of the New World Order. It will not do that. And you have a responsibility to speak out against this. But, you know, you're afraid of what your neighbors think, much less the government coming after you. I can't believe how people care what others think, or someone laughing at someone who you don't know. I mean, if I know somebody and they're trying to do something to me, I take it personal and then don't like it. But if I don't know somebody, you're laughing at me? I mean, if I slip and fall at a grocery store or something, everybody's pointing and laughing, I'm not embarrassed. I get up and make a joke. And I just don't understand the unconfident patheticness, the spirit of patheticness that has absolutely taken everything over. And it's time to rediscover your humanity. We're going to take phone calls for the balance of the hour. We're going to do a bunch of world news, financial news, Middle East news, politics, health science, you name it. 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. You can call in about anything you want. Okay? Anything you want. But what do you think about just absolutely how they hate Charlton Heston because they knew he had a big heart and was a real guy? These people hate real people. They hate love. They hate real hearts. They revel in being twisted and weak in like clouds of gangs of weirdos. And they try to be weird. They're not even really weird. They're not really weird. They're fake weird. They're a bunch of unformed people that are just so childlike and so weak. It freaks me out. Globalists see you acting weak and love it. It like encourages them. It freaks me out. Jim Carrey is so pathetic and evil. It makes me want to throw up. It hurts me. He's so weak, prancing around and so pathetic. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And InfoWars.com and Prison Planet. alexjones.tv are the websites. We'll be right back after this quick break with your phone calls. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
And when the band plays, hail to the
deliver liberty into the people's hands at the grassroots. Everyone that wants to destroy our private property, our Second Amendment, our families, are our eternal mind crime enemies. They are people that want to control our minds, and they are enemies. Chris in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Afternoon, Alex Jones and crew. Hey, I just wanted to address a specific remark that Mr. Nugent had made. And that remark was about that unfortunate poor Marine who died with a rocket in his chest and how he died over there in Iraq defending the Constitution and our freedoms. And, you know, that did make me want to vomit, and I'm sure to most people listening and yourself, you realize that that's just simply not true, that the Constitution calls for...
Sure, his whole point is that they swear an oath to it, and that guy died, and so when you're over there, you end up hating the people that you're fighting against, and so I brought up, why is our government funding the radical Muslims to bring everybody down? It's a sophisticated thing to understand, but they're starting to get it. You see, that's what I'm doing by exposing that the globalists run Al-Qaeda, is that will bring down the whole fake war on terror. And so that's why, yeah. Go ahead, sir. Your phone's a little breaking up. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, thank you for trying to bring that to his attention right away, because there are people who have just probably collectively had their gag reflex act up. So I just want to say, yeah.
No, I hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm working. I got my tools in hand, you know. So I'll let you go, but thank you for...
All right. Yeah, listen. Callers, this is what we do when we take calls. We don't screen your calls, but we want to make sure your phone sounds good. We want people off their speaker phones, because I can barely understand you, and I really want people to hear you. That's why I gave the number out. So everybody get off their speaker phones. Let's talk to Ted in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, a couple things. The Patrick Henry speech is... just so apropos to what's going on today. They're gathering armies against us. They want to confiscate our guns.
The war has already begun. Why stand we here idle?
Absolutely. There's no time for ceremony. There's so much going on. These guys are criminals. They're afraid because we're exposing them. They're trying to do everything they can to save their hide. I believe a false flag is imminent to distract everybody from how much we're exposing them. Billy Corgan had a great idea on bringing other disciplines in here. You know, Satan is the narcissist, and our society, and particularly Jim Carrey and all these others like him, they're narcissists. And there's a wonderful woman, Melanie Tonia Evans, that has a wonderful piece of work on narcissism, and then a couple other things on solutions is I think we should, because everybody's tight on money, We should make a 10 million man march and everybody gather and go to their state houses so they don't always have to spend a lot of money and go to Washington, but their state houses. And then one last thing, these huge armored vehicles, they have a serious weakness that their windows, if everybody has paintball guns and wrist rockets to shoot paint, that makes them like a turtle. You're tipped over.
Where'd you do that research?
I just looked at them and looked for their weaknesses, and they don't have a lot of weaknesses with small arms fire, but their windows, you know, if they can't see, they can't drive. And paintball guns are inexpensive. Balloons and wrist rockets and paint, oil-based paint, is inexpensive.
Sure. Well, anybody, there's cameras on them, you can take those out. We need to take them out politically and expose this arms buildup against us, and then it's checkmate. You understand the propaganda value? People think propaganda is a bad word. There's white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. Black is a lie, and white is obviously the truth. We have all the white propaganda we could ever use. This arms buildup is the biggest piece of white propaganda we could ever have. I suggest we use it. And we have been using it. I mean, this is a war, ladies and gentlemen. And it takes strategy. And it also just takes brute force and mass. And I'm going to launch a million bumper sticker operation. I'm figuring out if I have the money. So it looks like it'll cost something like $100,000. And then put them in the magazines. People can buy them at cost and bulk. I may have to charge a I gotta say it cost. I have to charge a little bit more because of the cost. 1 million bumper stickers up around the country. I mean, that's just an example of devastating the enemy. To create that solidarity, that awareness.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls after that bombshell interview with Ted Nugent in defense of the Second Amendment. Because if they get the guns, everything else implodes. They want to take your bank accounts. I've told you that for over a decade. They've done the same thing in country after country after country after country after country. And only realizing that both political parties and all three major political parties in England and the same thing in parliaments of Europe, they get in there and they control all the parties and have almost no difference between them, as Carol Quigley wrote in the book Tragedy and Hope. So we can either create new parties, or we can take over the states, or we can take over the Republican and Democratic parties. And like Billy Corrigan talked about, There has got to be some way to bridge the gap and get people that are part of the power structure to realize, who aren't totally evil, that we're going downhill fast, and you can't just keep looting in all directions. That's why I have tried so desperately to, you know, have different people from different perspectives on. In fact, I've even meant to get to it. Now I said I'm taking calls. We've got the Jim Hightower interview from the Nightly News. It was like 40 minutes long. It's 18-minute excerpts where, you know, they contacted us, wanted to come on. I tried to get him in here to convince him about the Second Amendment. But he wasn't, like, making fun of Charlton Heston and people. And, you know, wasn't just being completely nasty. And I understand that I get nasty sometimes, too, you know, calling Michael Moore disgusting and evil. Because watching him use the dead kids and saying, let's show their dead photos and let's destroy the Second Amendment and all this stuff. I mean, it really makes me angry because they know what they're doing. And there's a very good chance that Sandy Hook has some staging, provocateuring. There's no doubt on Aurora. There's just no doubt that is a mind control operation out in the open. That is a mind control operation out in the open, and it is just off the charts disgusting. In fact, you guys do have the Jim Hightower interview, don't you? Really? I mean, I had a meeting with Rob this morning about it. All right. Well, it's not a big deal. Well, it's a good thing I was just going to take calls then. who knows, maybe we'll air it in overdrive or something like that. Let's go ahead and talk to Wild Man in Texas. Wild Man, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Kudos to you and your crew. You got a lot of talented people there. You're truly at the tip of the spear. I just wanted to comment on the Jim Carrey video. I normally like Jim Carrey. I thought he was a pretty funny guy. The deal is that when I looked at that, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I tried to put myself in his mindset and understand where he was coming from as an American. I don't think he truly understands how dangerous government is and all of that. I think the comedy fell flat. Yeah, it certainly fell flat with me. It actually made me, I'll never see a Jim Carrey movie again in my life. I will. He's actually the Jane Fonda of this campaign here, you might say.
Well, I mean, we know the establishment right wing is authoritarian and power grabbing. It's that the left runs around saying they're these wonderful people and they're a bunch of nasty, crazy people. And I'm just sick of them. I'm absolutely tired of it.
Yeah, I'd like to go off in another direction. I think one of you know, you have a great platform there. You have a lot of talented people. I'd like you to reflect on what worked in you know, during the Vietnam War. There was a program called Laugh-In with Goldie Hawn and a lot of great comedians, and the satire was great. I think that would be the most effective if you were to do something like that. That would be a very effective weapon that would probably get other people, you know, non-evil people within the administration or the halls of power to kind of listen to you and that sort of thing. Comedy is your best weapon, and that's all I got to say.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And it just somehow made me sick because it was so bizarro. It was so incredibly strange to, you know, to see that and you know, to just see all the weird enjoyment of it. It's just crazy. I mean, Charlton Heston doesn't deserve to be treated like that. And if it was even like jokes about him, showing him like a crazy guy shooting guns, it'd be one thing. But he's going to hell. And he's a bad guy, and he's a piece of garbage, and all the rest of it, and the dead kids are his fault. And you know, they're saying it's our fault. They've said it's gun owners' fault, so I need to be killed, according to Buzz Bissinger, who spends $600,000 on women's clothes. You know, and again, it's people like, oh, you don't like people wearing women's clothes. It's just like, what is the point of that? I mean, go give it to homeless kids. I mean, let me tell you something. I mean, I'm embarrassed sometimes when I buy like a $100 shirt or a $300 jacket. You know, I'm not even saying it's bad to own things. It's just that, like, the It's just weird. It's like Imelda Marcos with, you know, 3,000 pairs of shoes. I don't know, I guess I got 5-6 pairs of boots. It's something weird about them because they're all like fat off the hog of the system while lecturing us all day we need to pay more taxes. I mean, that Michael Moore clip where he goes, there's these white people that make $50,000-$60,000 a year and they live in the countryside and they don't like black people's why they've got guns. They're scared white. What? Now, you know, they've got lots of money, and so they, I mean, it's like a class warfare against people making $60,000 a year is now an evil rich guy by some guy worth, I don't know, some estimates, $100 million, some are $50 million. I mean, it's screwed up, man. They're hypocrites. I appreciate your call. That's what gets to me. Let's talk to Joe in California. You're on the air listening on KSCL 1340 AM. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, my quick question was, you probably heard it before, but why don't you take your movies to the big screens of the big cities? And if it's a money issue, why don't you start a fund on the Prison Planet where we could donate whatever we can to help fund that?
I'd love to go do speaking engagements. My issue is I have to be here to crank out the news, do the research, and try to build the TV end of this operation. I mean, it's just I've got like over 100 reports I want to do. More than 100, and I've got them in lists and folders, and like, where are my little notebooks? There they are. It's total frustration, and I'm really listening to what Ted Nugent was saying about R&R. It would be great to show thousands coming out all over the country. It would be great to show that to the media, but the establishment media already knows we're big. And again, it's grueling to fly through the TSA or driving an old bus we've got. It's a nice bus. It's like 12 years old. It's like the space shuttle it has. I got a good deal on it because it's impossible to upkeep, so I didn't really get a good deal on it. It's an okay deal. It's just that, the point is, actually, it wasn't the best deal I could get. I mean, comparable things were like twice as much. We got a really good deal on it. It still has some maintenance and things because it's custom. But I just don't have it in me. And I also like it once I go on the road, but it's also very stressful. Plus, I'm trying to train and build a crew so that it's not just, you know, Alex Jones out here doing this. You see what I'm saying?
I do. And also, hey, you know, I hear you saying you have that bus issues and the maintenance takes a lot of money, but you're helping us so much, all the listeners. You should rely on us to help you out.
Well, I mean, I've got a decent, you know, Ford truck and I'm, you know, a nice house out in the country and everything. And I'm trying to put pretty much this year, I'm trying to take every bit of money I get and put every bit of it into the fight. That's why we're talking about, you know, putting out a million bumper stickers. I mean, I really want to give the globalists a run for their money. What I'm looking for, what's at the top of my hierarchy of needs, I have a chart of hierarchy of needs, is liberty and freedom and reigniting individualism. Because if we become individualist again, and if we're not pushovers again, and if we stand up for ourselves, then we can really build an incredible future together. And so that's what I'm attempting to do. I appreciate your call, Joe.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to play a little bit of Hightower and then maybe play some more of it in Overdrive, come back in the next segment and take calls. But let's go ahead and go to some of the Jim Hightower interview from InfoWars Nightly News that Rob Jacobson put together. Here it is. And then we will go to break and come back. I got a chance to meet him years ago going on his radio show and run into him around Austin. And anybody who lives in Texas knows who he is. We're people that watch national news know him as well. He's a best-selling author. He is known as the Road Warrior. He travels. He gives over 100 speeches a year. He was twice elected Texas Agriculture Commissioner as well. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, he really has an amazing bio. Jim Hightower, here in studio on the Nightly News. And then, of course, we're also going to air some excerpts of this on the syndicated radio show. Great to have you, sir.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Alex.
I get the fact that America has been a swashbuckling, violent culture, and that guns are part of our culture. And I also understand the fact that overall violent crime has dropped 49% in the last 20 years because gun ownership's gone way up. They also say we took lead out of things. People aren't as violent. I think that feeds into it, you know, as well, the whole lead effect. But this litmus test to say let's restrict guns, the reason Bloomberg has no credibility is he's speaking from a place that's a total abolition on guns. Same thing with Chicago, where they've taken all the guns and there's higher crime because criminals know that. I want you to take 3 or 4 minutes out where you stand on that, because here's the issue. issue. I can get people arguing, oh, come on, let's not have crazy people get guns. But really, it's a way to register mine and take them, which has happened everywhere else. We know that the authoritarian bent of government, while it arms to the teeth, is to take our guns. And that's why all the even progressives, the old-time liberals, true populists, not the fake progressives, they're all out getting guns. Jim Hightower, where do you stand on the Second Amendment, and has Obama and Dianne Feinstein jumped the shark going after the Second Amendment?
Well, I don't think Feinstein, I'm not sure, but forget them. I believe in the Second Amendment. I've been a hunter. I'm not now for reasons having nothing to do with guns, but just not a hunter. But I believe in self-defense. I don't believe in assault weapons in the home. I don't see any need for that, and I think the Second Amendment people are hurting themselves by maintaining that. It's just too far beyond what is necessary.
Well, how do we trust the state with it?
Well, trust the state. That's not...
See, if they weren't...
You can't trust the state.
If the government wasn't escalating its armament,
yeah,
there wouldn't be the Second Amendment argument that it was for tyranny. Do you see, as they escalate,
yeah,
we have to escalate.
Yeah, the 1.6 billion bullets in the Homeland Security
bullets. Which they tried to deny. Isn't that even crazier? No, they tried. Go ahead, make your point. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Well, they tried to deny, and then they said, well, it's because we didn't get a better deal. 1.6 billion bullets.
Yeah, so see why we need the guns?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so you don't trust the government. You don't trust corporations. You don't trust power anywhere except as diffuse as you can possibly make it.
So in that argument for semi-autos?
No. I think that's too much. But
why do you think that?
Because semi-automatic weapons, you don't need it for defense. I don't know if you've seen any of what those bullets do. Yeah, they show any, of course.
They break up and things. But what about people are using them against criminals, have them against you?
Yeah.
Don't you need to be able to meet that force?
I think there are a lot of ways to do that, and I don't think that...
Well, Jim, I respect the work you've done, and I think you're a trailblazer, and for what you call populist liberals, I think you're about as good as it gets, and I like you. And I like a lot of your commentaries. I follow them, but I got to be honest. It's a litmus test for the Democratic Party to be anti-gun, and I think deep down you know full well that it's about the individual. We can't collectively say everybody can't have these type of guns because people might do something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. I'm not against having guns at all. I'm for the Second Amendment. But I think the Second Amendment crusade hurts itself by defending these use of these assault weapons. I don't think they ought to be
Lanza at Sandy Hook reportedly he tried five times to get guns and then stole them from his mother.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to all these.
No, I agree.
So then how does all this new stuff?
You're not going to stop the crazy people either.
Well, what if Adam Lanza's coming and he's got an AR-15 and an M4? Don't I need one to take him out? I mean.
Well, or you need luck, or you need somebody else who's going to do something.
Like trust in God, airplane. But throw away from the rocks.
Yeah,
though.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. To me, the central issue facing us is that too few people have too much of the money and power, and they're using that against the rest of us.
But Jim, worldwide, the same corporations that are conquering America have taken everybody's guns, and they always say, be reasonable, give us semi-autos, and the nice guys like you, who are like, you know, don't want to hurt a fly, don't want to hunt, because you don't want to kill Bambi, it's funny, the older I get, the less I want to hunt. I get all that, but see, that's not where it's coming from. They're buying full auto. They're buying tanks. Mm-hmm. They're doing all this. And our founder said, you've got whatever the infantry weapon is to protect yourself. Are you worried about a civil war in this country?
Not yet, but there's, again, people are being knocked down so hard and being told that it's the new normal, that you've got to learn to live with this. You're not going to be middle class. Your kids are not going to be middle class. That there will be a rebellion over that. And that's not a war with bullets and guns. That is a war with economic power.
I agree. That's where the real power is. And the First Amendment's even more powerful. We need to use that so we don't get to the second. We have the cartridge box,
yes,
the grand jury box, the jury box, the voting box. But we do have the cartridge box, and that's why the founders put it there. And I don't want it to go there, believe me.
The beauty of the drone issue is it's crossing all the lines, because Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, was standing up there.
They're now questioning Obama.
Yeah, of course. And the Democratic caucus has written a pretty scathing letter to the Obama administration saying, you really need to tell us a whole lot more about these things and what your plans are, because people are getting alarmed, because now we're learning that police agencies at all levels are wanting to get a hold of these little things. The New York Times called them Orwellian gnats. Because yeah. They're talking about not a few, they're talking about 30,000 of them by 2020 in our airspace. Now, this worries airline pilots because how do we control these things? It worries the FAA. It worries all kinds of civil liberties people, right and left.
Did you see the Department of Defense video? If not, we'll show a short clip of it, where a drone flies over and drops out hundreds of little ones that land on the wire at your house and watch you?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And they have another one called Swarm, and it's a series of drones that can keep track of large amounts of people. So they're certainly going to be used in demonstrations.
I'll tell you what, let's show a short clip of that.
Micro air vehicles, or MAVs, will play an important role in future warfare. MAVs will be integrated into future Air Force layered sensing systems. These systems may be airdropped or hand launched depending on the mission requirements. Multiple MAVs, each equipped with small sensors, will work together to survey a large area. Information from these sensors will be combined, providing the swarm of MAVs with a big picture point of view. Data will be communicated amongst the MAVs to enable real-time, reliable decision-making and to provide...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's try to run through a bunch of your phone calls. We're going to do a fourth hour of overdrive today that some stations do carry and is in the internet streams at InfoWars.com. Richard Reeves is going to be in here talking about InfoWarsHealth.com and some really important developments on that front, and a new study that's out, Clemson study. And it also supports the broadcast, and it's also a business opportunity for folks. So we're funded by listeners like you, who we really appreciate. These are stressful times, man. People know the world's in a major time of change, and we've all, patriots, have got to stick together and really fight hard for liberty. Let's talk to Glenn in Tennessee. You're on the air, listening on GCNLive.com. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
And a pleasure to be here, and I wanted to thank you. You have indeed woken a lot of people up, but I called today because I have a bit of a bone to pick with InfoWars on an article that I wrote last year that they used as one of their chief references, Ethan Huff, and that you have quoted on the show, and the meaning...
Okay, Glenn, what's the name of the article? Let me just get a pen here.
In Memoriam, Andrew Wordis. You remember Andrew, the chicken man, they called him.
Yes, the guy they basically killed.
Well, they did indeed, and my point was the banality of evil in this country and the internal enemy is more dangerous than the external, as bad as Agenda 21.
But what did I do wrong? I sent reporters there to cover it, and I said it was wrong, they killed him.
You did.
Else can I do, man? I can't even keep track of what my own crew's doing half the time. It's not like I'm all-seeing, man.
I'll answer you if you'll allow me, sir.
Go ahead.
It's the reporters you sent turned it into an Agenda 21 story when it really wasn't, if you listen to his friends and family. It was the banality of evil of local bureaucrats doing this.
I agree, and Agenda 21 empowers them with a more scientifically designed template to manifest their evil.
Yes, they do. But that was my point. I tried writing Ethan Huff to make the correction, and I never got a response. And that was the moment.
Yeah, Ethan Huff doesn't write for us. So we link to somebody's stuff. God bless you, sir. You know what? I am a piece of garbage. You're right. I'm a piece of filth, and I'm sorry that I didn't do more. I really am. I don't know what I could do. I don't know how I do it. I tried to stop. I don't like them killing people for chickens in their backyard that are legal. And I fought it, and I understand it's frustrating, but I'm a piece of garbage. I mean, it's true. Gary in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, brother.
I'm 150% on y'all, the guy's side, man. Hey, check this out. My question is off the beaten path here. You know that place they found down there in the Ozarks and shit where Jesse and his crew went, right? Well, anyway, I was wondering about, do you know maybe what they painted them walls with? Could it be the same stuff that they used in the Twin Towers? Because it's no longer a conspiracy theory.
Well, we know that an NSA top guy has built a giant armored fortress, and they've been doing underground digging under it and hauling away tons of rock and dirt for 3 years. So they've got a large facility there, and they flip out if you get around it. And I just want to apologize to the last caller for that. It's my fault that's happening. So I apologize for the Ozark bunker. I'm being sarcastic. What did you think of the Ted Nugent interview? Pretty powerful.
Man, Teddy's all the way. It's because of him my eyes are open. And Jesse and you, man, I appreciate it very much. You know.
Well, yeah, and I don't agree with everything Jesse Ventura says.
Not at all. But
he's a real guy. He loves liberty. He says when the government turns their guns in, I will. And it's the same thing with Ted Nugent. I don't agree with everything he says or does, you know, when he gets off into the Muslims and stuff, because the globalists run all that. But I'm trying to wake him up on that area. And he is a listener of the show. And so, you know, I'm able to then wake up all his fans by, you know, my whole deal is if people are real and can be gotten to wake up and if they really want a better world, then I like them. But if they're fake, cold-blooded globalist, I'm their enemy. And so that's what it comes down to. I love real people. Thank you so much, Gary. Overdrive coming up. I'm going to come back with Mac and Devon and Brian. And then Richard Reeves is in here with some breaking information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.